the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is great joy in good grapes. If a vine could talk, I wonder if it would not exclaim, "What joy there is at producing good grapes." Oh, a vine would love to overhear the conversation between Professors Veltz and Kloa, debating the virtues of a good Pinot Noir versus a Cabernet Sauvignon, or whether it would be the Alsatian or Alsace Riesling or the German Riesling that would win the seminary wine tasting this year. What joy to see, quite literally, the fruits of one's labors. Of course, it's not just about the grapes. There are the branches. And no branch can bear fruit apart from the vine. And then there is the owner of the vineyard, who, quite frankly, has invested rather heavily in this enterprise, in the vine, in the branches, so that there will be grapes. Good grapes. Because there is great joy in good grapes. You may recall the problem in Isaiah chapter 5. The love song about the vineyard and about the beloved. Though it's really not completely clear just who the beloved is. The Yadid in Hebrew. The obvious answer is this is our beloved God who has first loved us. Or is it the human steward of God's vineyard, the house and lineage of David, of David? This much is clear in that text. There were no good grapes. The owner looked for good grapes. He didn't even look for the great grapes, just good grapes. And he got rotten ones, stinking ones, sour grapes all around. It wasn't for any negligence of the owner. He found a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it and planted choice vines. He built a watchtower and hewed out a wine vat. He was all ready for the harvest of good grapes. What more was there to do, he asks. And then, bad grapes. Nothing is worse, I suspect, in our human endeavors than trying to do, wanting to do, being expected to do, being commanded to do what we are not able to do. Like telling the blind just to try harder to see. Preaching law, even a sanctified third use without the gospel. Commanding even the people of God to bear fruit is like asking a branch to grow grapes without the vine. Like commanding a barren fig tree to produce figs. Like asking something or someone who is dead to get help. To call 911, or how about just rise from the dead? But graft the branch into the vine, and into its deep rootstock, down to the very foundations of the earth, into the Adama from which God first made Adam. Sort of like that historic vine stock of the root of Jesse that produced the first David and the whole house and lineage of David and would produce a second David full of life and vitality, and the grapes will come, good grapes and fine wine, fed by the lifeblood of the vine flowing through. Our gospel reading today and text for this homily might sound a little like law. It concludes, "This is my command, that you love one another." There is more. "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear good fruit. These things I command you so that you love one another." This is our text. Dear friends in Christ, our text today follows the gospel read yesterday, and here is the good news. The vine can talk. The vine has spoken. "I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. I am the vine. You are the branches. If one remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you are not able to do anything. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. This is my beloved Son. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." It was, remember, on the night in which he was betrayed. "You are my friends if you do what I command you. This is what I command, so that you love one another. Remain in me, and I in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. I am the vine. You are the branches. If one remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit." There is great joy in good grapes. And now we even get to share the wine. Christ's life blood flowing from the vine into the branches, given and shed for us, living in us, flowing through us, bearing good fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.